The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
And Alexis today, and Rob.
Yay!
Alexis. The new married Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do you think she's changed at all? I mean, she seems the same.
Yeah.
But maybe there's probably subtle differences.
But if she had changed, Riggins, I wouldn't want her around.
You wouldn't?
Because I would say, what have you done with our perfect Alexis?
Oh, yeah,
you went
right.
And changed her and ruined her.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
I mean, I don't want one little iota, not one cell of her to change. Or it'll mess it up.
Uh-huh. Or mess with perfection.
Mess up God's work.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It looks like he's dressed you better now.
First of all, I know that, Rob, you're not about to talk to me about clothing and how I look. I know we're not going to go. We're not even going to go there.
Yeah. And she used to wear that every day. No, I'm kidding. You know what? Every time you wear that, I think about how cute it is. Still one of my favorite backhanded compliments ever.
Yeah.
When one of Jody's friends told another one that. You know, I love that. That sweater, and every time you wear it, I mean to tell you, and then I forget.
Yeah.
It's me.
I heard a good insult.
I like it. I like it every time you wear it.
Somebody had a good insult like that, and it's in the same vein. It was like, you know, it's a testament to the quality of your outfit that it stood up through so many seasons.
Oh.
It was something like that.
That's
it was like,
petty.
Ooh. I love yeah. that.
That's such nice quality. You know, it stood up through so many seasons.
That's a Martha Stewart type.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's
sure.
Really
good.
So, we haven't taken much time, Riggins, to just catch up with Alexis. Because when she left, she was a few months away from marriage, about what? Not
like
a year, but
months.
Yeah.
Like 6-7 mm-hmm. months.
And she and Jay were working that food truck every day. Every day I'm hustling, mm-hmm. hustling. So she goes, gets married. She's been married a month. We reconnect.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and says, I'm not working on the food truck anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I want to know what you did for him to fire your ass.
He did not fire me, first of all.
Because you remember she used to go through yeah. that charade that he wasn't her boss and all that stuff when they were just dating and saying, like, he's your boss on that truck. And so obviously he had to. You know,
shit
can. So what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I told him I wasn't going to work on the food truck anymore.
Ooh, you quit.
I quit. I resigned.
You resigned.
Now,
I put in my resignation.
Was that, how long was that before the wedding?
Probably like 2 months. I mean, I was helping out here and there, but for the last 3 months, I've been fully almost off unless they need help. It's a big event, and I'll jump on the truck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. It's been great.
Because I know a guy who got engaged, and I think maybe you do too, Riggins, that in his fiance, about to be wife, quit her job to prepare for the wedding, plan for the wedding, and everything like that. But that wasn't anything to do with, I mean, you weren't planning the wedding so deeply that you couldn't be going doing your work on the food truck.
No, I barely planned that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Who did he want her to quit when she quit the job to work on the wedding? Was that his idea?
No, he was, at that time, he was what you call a weak man.
Oh.
And, you know, even though he may not have agreed with it, he was like, okay. And then he would go around telling everybody else, yeah, she just needed this time. And I understand. Because they weren't rich by any means. So they needed her, you know, salary.
Ew, so yeah. She just quit her job to plan the wedding full time?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even an elaborate wedding.
Get out of here.
And you know, to me, that's a sign that you shouldn't have gotten married.
Right.
Because she was just so frantic about every little thing. And
that's such a horrible financial decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to quit your job to plan something that's expensive, that's going to take more of your money.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Right. And so instead of his being able to say, that doesn't make sense, well, you can't do that, and, you know, working it out, he was just like, well, she needs this, and this is going to make her happy, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You need a man to put you in your place sometimes. Ooh, just sometimes.
You're speaking TJ's language.
Oh. No, not you. I was like,
what are you talking about? I'm nobody's bitch.
I just need a man to put me in my place sometimes. Mm. Wow.
Well, and, you know, people go, oh, I can't believe she said that. But how many times do women say it the other way, too? I mean, sometimes you just got to put your man in his place and tell him, you know, that's not right and he shouldn't be doing it. That's dumb. That's where. But when it goes the other way, it's so shocking to hear. Ah.
Every time we have Alexis comes back or Lindsay's on the show, they're like, oh, thank somebody, a woman to put TJ in his place.
Yeah.
You know, it happens like that all the time. It's like, what do you think's happening behind the scenes?
Yeah. I mean, and how am I out of place?
I don't know.
Out of my place.
I don't know.
Well, you stay out of place, dude. Hmm? You out of place. You stay out of place.
You know where the place is.
Yeah. I think sometimes women just say something to be saying something. They don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
Put me in my place.
Is Jay putting you in? How does Jay put you in your place?
Oh, he calls me out. Does it? Things. Oh, yeah. We call each other out, though. Mm-hmm. It's okay. That's how it's supposed to be.
So, am I out of place when you're around? Have I ever been out of place, like rude to you or, you know, other than just joking
just
around?
Joking. No.
I mean, you know I love you.
Yeah.
You're great. I love all you people, all my children. I love y'all all.
We just like to have fun with it, pick on each other. That's how I show my love. I pick on people that I like.
Yeah. Well, how does that explain Rob's deals? Are you picking on him all the time?
She really loves me.
I really love him.
She's obsessed with Rob.
Yeah, that could be a problem in their marriage. Yeah. If that's the judge of love.
You pick on Rob too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just hate that you got fired.
I did not get fired.
Was that, did it cause any type of ruffle?
No,
I don't want to be on your stupid food truck anymore.
No, it was a serious conversation, but he understood where I was coming from, and it was better for us because now we're not with each other all the time, 24/7.
Yeah, that would be a thing.
It's a lot.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. I don't want to work on the food truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I need to be honest about where I'm coming from. I'm tired of working with you.
I really need you to listen. Because I want you to understand where I'm coming from with this. I don't want to do this shit anymore.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I quit this bitch.
I'm done. This is over.
She will not be set in the mood no more.
Spending every day with you at work is making me consider you to be a dipshit.
If I have to make one more chopped cheese. Yeah. I'm gonna kill you.
If I have to tell one more redneck that Dominican food is not tacos, I'm gonna kill you and them. So understand me.
I can do it. Pretty much.
Yeah. Plantains are not bananas.
She did say that people would come up there asking for hot wings.
They would look at the menu and then still come and ask us. It's like, do you think it's a secret and we're just not telling anybody?
Y'all got nachos.
They're like, I can see what y'all look like. And you going to tell me you ain't got tacos in there?
Come on. Let me go Speedy Gonzalez ASAP.
I want a hard taco, soft taco, and a tostada.
That's crazy.
El Quico. Por favor.
You got any cheesy gordita crunches up in there?
I can't. I was over it. Now it's fun when I go in there.
Hey, I'm just over it, Jay.
I'm over it.
Yeah, but it is fun now.
It's fun now.
Pick your own days when you want to go in.
And it's just like for a few hours here and there. So I'm like, all right, I can deal with this.
Right, and it's somewhere that's, you know, pleasing to you. Like you can go shopping right next door or something like that. Mm-hmm. Go eat. At another place.
Yeah. Go somewhere else while I'm in the truck eating it.
That's got to be tough working in those close quarters with a
And in the heat. So in the summertime, in the heat, it's long days. Sometimes it gets really hectic. Like, you snap at each other. It's one of those. And you can't get away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Jody and I worked together all the time, it wouldn't be great. We'd get on each other's nerves and all, but only one of us would say something about it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would never say I tell you what, you are on my nerves. Being working with you this closely all the time is driving me crazy. I need a break from you. And I think most of the time, most husbands wouldn't be. First of all, normal husbands would not want to say it in those terms. But if they did want to say it, they wouldn't, because you know they don't want to set the women off or hurt their feelings or anything. Yeah.
Oh, we tell each other that like you're annoying all the time. Like you're being annoying.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't care.
But y'all are street people.
We're street people. Street what does people. That mean?
What?
What?
Yeah, but you're street people.
He's from New York City. Big city street people living out in the sidewalks and walking to work and playing stickball. You know, things like that.
So living on the sidewalks.
She grew up in Boston.
Yeah. Stoops.
Oh, know. Yeah. Out there on the two harmonizing with one another and you know, all your friends. I've seen it in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be just because I am so damn... you know, sensitive to other people's feelings and all that. Jody could say any of that stuff to me and, you know, it wouldn't be okay. I would still hurt deeply on the inside, but I wouldn't show her how badly it hurt, but I would never say that to her. I'd, you know,
TJ.
And you find other ways to annoy her anyways, to get back. I feel like he doesn't have to say words like you're annoying, but I feel like you do other things that convey that same message.
Did you hear what he did yesterday?
Yes, that's why I'm saying that. You took the batteries or you turned off the lights. What was it?
I took all the light bulbs out of the kitchen.
How annoying is that you took the time to do that?
Oh, he's just the most
to
annoying.
Like be petty. So that's how you.
But that's a joke.
Ha ha. It's right. A joke. If you have she to say it's a joke
that
much.
She's always saying I leave the lights on when I leave, and that's such a big deal if I forget to turn off a light. So I wanted to show that I not only did I turn them off, I made it to where I won't leave them on at all. It's impossible for me to leave the light on if there are no bulbs. And
what did she say to you? She was probably so aggravated with you. Ugh.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I was kidding.
Yeah, right.
It was a joke.
So funny. Mm. I love that joke.
It's always, you're a butt wipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're a butt wipe. What, Beavis?
Yeah, really.
Butt wipe.
Yeah. You butt wipe.
All right, let's take a break from all this, you know, and get our heads right. Let Alexis deal with the fact that her husband fired her.
Stop.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
This might be relatable to you, Alexis, because earlier she was asking about what happens when you get married. Does this change? Does that change? Do men find married women not as sexy as women find married men? But this is just kind of an age thing that kind of goes along with, you know, the different steps in life. This is what this guy, he's in a store. He's doing some shopping with some advice for people.
I just want to be very transparent with everybody and let you know. Hold on. I just gotta be real transparent with everybody. When you get a certain age, JCPenney's is that girl. She has everything you need. You don't need to shop nowhere else. Them kids gonna look the same as every other kid. Go to JCPenney's, baby. Baby, we shop at JCPenney.
JCPenney?
Is that girl.
JCPenney's. I've been to a JCPenney in forever.
Huh?
I can't even remember the last time I went to a JCPenney. Does it really have everything?
I don't know. I haven't been either. Because aren't they only in malls?
Yeah. I mean, they were attached to malls forever, but I think they're still around. But he's right. I mean, you buy sheets, you buy dress clothes, casual clothes. I mean, they
have
everything.
They appliances too, like a Sears kind of.
Yeah, it was a competitor to Sears. That was their main competitor. But
yeah.
I think their clothes are better, though, than Sears clothes were.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had nice name brand clothing.
Name brand stuff, not just Sears. You know, do they sell brands other than Sears brand stuff?
I think so, but there's
fewer quality.
Sears.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't seen a Sears in forever. I do like a Macy's, though. The Macy's is nice.
Yeah.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Got expensive taste.
I do.
Macy's have some big sales.
They have sale. Yeah. Jay gets things on sale all the time. It's like his favorite thing, too. He's like, I just bought this. How much do you think I paid for it? Like $10. Mm. And it used to be like $50, $60. He's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but again, you got to go into a mall.
You can do it online.
Oh, yeah.
You could do, and you get really good sales online, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forget about the internet.
I'll be forgetting about it. The World Wide Web.
You know what? We do have internet at my house. We got a lot of internet.
No, you don't have to go to a mall ever again.
Hmm.
Do you guys shop together?
Yeah, we do. We love shopping together. But he's the stylist. He buys my clothes pretty much now.
Has he upgraded your wardrobe like Kanye did with Kim Kardashian?
1,000. And he keeps fighting me on wanting me to throw more clothes out because he's like, as soon as you throw more clothes out, I'll get you more clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he doesn't really, I mean, I would think not want his wife dressing like a, you know, a little boy.
I didn't know where you're going.
A little boy.
I was going to say a member of the Fat Albert gang, but
yeah,
hey, it's too old of a reference.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I just kept thinking, how offensive is this about to be?
Right.
He don't want you dressing like a
seventh grade boy. But no, I'm kidding. He get rid of any of your tie-dye stuff? Because you have quite a few tie-dye shirts and all that.
Yeah, no, but we like tie-dye.
You?
It's done in a fashionable way.
Okay. Well, that would be like, I don't know, maybe saying if chitlins were cooked all fancy.
You can do fancy tie-dye.
If you wear it in a fashionable way.
Yeah, you wear it as some cool kicks.
Yeah.
If Gordon Ramsay cooked chitlins.
Same thing. Did Jody ever, did you upgrade her style or did
Lord,
she,
no.
Are you her?
She did mine, but
she
not
did yours?
Not by saying, well, there were some instances of saying, yeah, you know, you should wear this or you know, not, she never came in and said, all right, we're changing your look. You've got to do this and this and this. And my look was bad, opposite of her look whenever we met. I was, you know, radio dude with the mullet and I had no shoes that weren't like tennis shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't fashionable at all. I was wearing those leather jackets with the big graphics on them and things like that, like the 8-ball jacket and stuff, which is still damn cool.
I love that 8-ball jacket, for the record.
Hell yeah.
Was it cool back then or it wasn't cool?
It was cool back then, but not in her crowd.
Oh, okay.
Like she was more, even today, she likes, like the other day at the golf tournament, she loves the way golfers dress.
Like and preppy like, type, preppy boys.
Yeah, and she was that way. And she worked in the... Like she would get recruited from one store to the other in the mall. Like if she was working at 579, the woman that runs Express would come by the store and ask to meet her at the food court to talk.
Mm-hmm.
She'd say, all right, how much are they paying you? Because I will hire you to come down here and, you know, that kind of
poaching.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was into her style and I was into mine.
What was your style? Like rock and roll?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you dress rock and roll?
Yeah, all that old rock and roll music.
She liked guys that looked like they were going on yachts.
She did, yeah. And that's why her entire family and friends and all were like, she's dating him? Long hair, beat up jeans. And I did have the shoes that I would wear that weren't tennis shoes were boots, cowboy boots with
cowboy
chains
boots
on them.
And a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Nice. And a mullet.
Mm-hmm. Or I put a hat on and pull the mullet out the back of it with
a
ponytail.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Like a baseball cap type hat?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Hey, I'm DJ.
Why is he talking like that?
I don't know. I just, with a cigarette hanging out.
Oh, yeah. And I was a smoker at the time, too. Yeah.
That your radio DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled through the hat. That's
what kind of car did you have?
A Sunbird.
So you're like, ladies, you want to hop in the Sunbird?
I got a moonroof.
You want to take a ride on the Sunbird?
I feel like he would have a cool lighter, pull it out like one of those like lighters that you
Zippo.
Opened up. Yeah.
But I could take it in one hand and flip my fingers over the back of it and pop it open.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
Lighting
so
a cigarette,
cool.
Just staring at a girl, not losing eye contact.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's easy to see why she fell for me so damn hard.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people would ask, what is it? I mean, it's not your type at all. And she'd say, he makes me laugh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
And then, right. So, if I tell a sweet story that's true like that around her, she's got to F it up.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm. She'll say, well, he used to. He used to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. No, she said you're sweet on the podcast the other day. I mean, she said it annoyingly. Yeah. She's like, we get it. You're sweet. Toot, toot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Saw that. Mm.
Yeah. Toot, toot means blowing your own horn.
Mm-hmm.
Her horns go toot, toot. You ever heard a horn go toot, toot?
When I was adding
it. Train whistle goes toot, toot.
Instagram captions didn't know what to make of that sentence. It was like, toot, toot? I was like, no, she's saying toot, toot, like a horn. It didn't understand. It has trouble with her sometimes.
Uh-huh. So do I.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.